97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on all things trending out there. Nice haircut.
Thank you.
First
of
all.
I did it myself.
First trending thing.
Yeah, I've gotten really good at this over the past couple years.
Was this a pandemic skill?
Yeah. And I'm very confident in my ability. The hardest part was the ears. If we're being honest.
Like, I mean, the hardest part of is any part of the body that's not like the rest of the body, like a hair, and then there's this like bumpy thing that you need to work around, right?
Yeah. But enough about how good I look. Let's talk about trends.
Yay.
Boy, howdy, I hope that everyone listened to yesterday's because I want to continue talking about cheating. You brought up the World Series of Poker, whatever the heck this is, the Hustler Casino Live Tournament.
Yeah, it's not the World Series of Poker. It's one of the lower things. Yeah.
The reason that I took some interest in this and expressed enthusiasm yesterday and now today with my follow-up is because I distinctly remember my father being very interested in like high-stakes televised poker games.
Right.
And I remember him openly having a breakup with watching that media when people were allowed to start wearing hats and sunglasses and things because Jim vehemently believes that is cheating.
Yeah.
And I agree because I was younger and impressionable when he said those things, and of course I agree with him now.
That like 2-year period in Olympic swimming when they started allowing the athletes to wear like full body suits and
then we realized, like, wait,
it should be the human body, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're hiding your eyes, I understand how that takes away a crucial part of the game. Now, I have researched Robbie Jade Liu and the cheating scandal in question. I have not reviewed the videos, but I have read through detailed accounts of the situation. Her opponent had an open-ended straight flush and went all in. She just had a jack high hand and nothing else, just trash, and also went all in. And that is the grounds for cheating. And this really...
Because she won.
Yeah.
She won the hand.
She won.
Because this guy's straight flush didn't come up, so he ended up with nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And this very much reminds me of the chess scandal. They couldn't possibly have won because I'm so good is really what this feels like. Dude, I'm sorry you got unlucky. I've watched James Bond movies. I know how this works sometimes, cheating or no cheating. This is part of poker. Sometimes you just take those risks. Sometimes you take big swings.
And this particular poker player, Robbie Jade Liu, who, again, I don't know very much about poker, period. I'm not a high-stakes poker fan. I don't watch it regularly on TV. I sometimes do. So I don't know much about, like, the super high level of the game. But I do know from having read about Robbie Jade Liu that Robbie Jade Liu is that she is known for taking big swings. Like, she does this as part of her shtick as a poker player, and sometimes she wins and sometimes she loses, which is what happens when you take big swings.
Which is a funny thing because that has an expiration date in terms of playing poker professionally because people will just start being like, well, you
start
probably
assuming
don't have
do
anything,
it, right,
so let's
exactly.
just push this. Let's press the issue and see what happens.
Yeah.
This is more fascinating than the chess thing. Well, not more. Fascinating in a different way because poker is fundamentally a different game based far more off luck and your ability to lie.
Yes.
Which... I firmly believe this is not cheating. That's just my assessment of the situation. If you want to disagree, tweet at us or something. I have other things that I want to talk about on trends. How much time is left?
A minute?
Cool. I want to talk about academic hazing before we go. Because a NYU professor, a prodigious professor, has been dismissed for their organic chemistry class. They are 84 years old. This class was difficult enough that students rallied against them, filed a petition, got them investigated, and they have lost their teaching position. This is a clickbaity headline of, all snowflake kids these days just can't handle difficult classes.
You'll notice that I'm not saying anything until I hear more details, because this is not enough details to take a position.
Well, maybe we'll end up talking about it off the air, since we only have
30 seconds.
Keep talking. But academic hazing is a huge problem in a bunch of disciplines. I'm not going to say all. I'm not going to try and name names here.
Academic hazing, meaning welcome to organic chemistry. I'm going to make this class
as hard as humanly possible
to eliminate the riffraff.
Yeah, and if you don't make it too bad, the point of being in any educational context is to learn. Having a make or break trial by fire as your introduction to something could potentially weed out some very promising candidates who are willing to work hard and get there. It's an issue in higher education, is all that I'm trying to say. You shouldn't read a headline and make judgments. Read the whole article, investigate the situation before you post about it.
Man, when I was in college, organic chemistry was known for being the academic hazing class. Like, people would go to my college with the intention of being pre-med, and they would take orgo, and they'd wind up majoring in, like, econ, or this is how I met all of my English major friends.
If you decide it's not for you, that's fine. There is something to be said for the quality and effectiveness of a teacher teaching when students succeed versus when they fail. And the reason that I am firmly in the camp of I don't think we should be too hasty about this is because the professor has been really posting through it online, which is ironic considering their main stance is kids these days have less focus.